Okay, we're almost ready. Have maybe just a straggler or two coming up, and then we can get going. I know Sam gave me the green light here, so we have people that are online, and so we'll begin here in just a moment. First of all, I want to say thank you for Sam for being here today, for making this available for people that are online, and plus that the fact that you're here with your wife and everything, and other people. We have Victoria and Christy and Rob, Tori, their children, Riley and Matthew, and of course Jane and Doug and others that are online. And so just good to have whoever could make it here today. And let's just go ahead, and I'm just going to, if you don't mind, be praying real quick, just that the Lord just be with us. Heavenly Father, we just give this praise and worship over to you, Lord God, and just come here because this is our purpose, to come and glorify your name. That's why we were born, is to glorify you, Lord God. And so we come to you today, and we ask that your blessing would be upon this, and you'd be with us and speak to the hearts of all those that are here and online too, Lord, now that you would help them to be encouraged and strengthened by the comfort of your words and the strength that come from your word. And thank you, Lord, for being with us. We pray, we invite you here. We pray that you would speak to every heart. This we pray, and in Jesus' name, under the blood now. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Shirley and I were practicing music here for 4 hours the other day, about 4 hours, and topped off after a long day of going to Madison and getting a few things over there, and it was quite a day. So we didn't get out of here until, I don't know, maybe 8:30 or 9 at night, I think, whatever it was. So. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with all the songs. There's a lot of songs that we haven't sung that we're going to be singing, and I'm just really apologetic for not being more on top of that end of it, and that's something that I want to overturn and see if we can't just bring more music to the venue here. Amen. Praise God. And of course, it's the house of God, a place where we worship and praise God and give Him the glory, the honor, and the praise. And this is where we magnify His name. And I've always believed, we need to be careful what we worship because that's what we become. We need to be very careful how we worship. If we have, like, for example, something in our life that is taking precedence over the Word of God and over Him, then that in effect becomes an idol. And I just want people to know that, to realize that, and to see if they couldn't search the Lord here tonight and seek Him and ask Him to show them, to show you, all those that are online as well, where you're at spiritually in regard to praise and worship, because truly that is why we're here. In fact, there's a story of a true story of a man who once had a dream. In that dream, he was escorted by an angel who showed him the church that they were attending. And during the praise and the worship, they were, you know, strumming the guitars and the pianos and all the musical instruments with gusto. But he couldn't hear anything. He couldn't hear a sigh. Everything was muted out. And so he looked to the angel. This is in his dream now. He looked to the angel, and the angel said, "This is how we hear it in heaven. Because their hearts, their minds are not on me, but their hearts are far from me when they come to praise and worship the Lord." And this is something that I would want to encourage people to consider, think about, because of all that the Lord has done for you and for me. You know, if he were up here speaking, the front rows would be lined up with people, would they? Yet, where two or three are gathered, there the Lord is. And you see, this is where people come to church, but they don't give any thought or consideration to the lifting up of hands and praising God and worshiping Him. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to share a few scriptures here, because I know that a lot of people don't understand the importance of worship and praise. And I just want to read a few things here in Colossians. It says here, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and," what? "Admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." So, if people can understand that, don't let the distractions of the world take your eyes off of God. Don't let the cares of this life interfere with why you're here. And I want to share something also in Exodus chapter 17. I'm kind of going through this quickly because I know we need to get to the songs. But for the sake of those who are online as well, I want to share something with you. Exodus 17:11, the importance of raising your hands to the Lord is right here. "And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed." Now, Amalek is known as the flesh and the carnal. That's what signifies the flesh and the carnal in the Word of God. And so when we raise up our hand, what are we doing? We're coming against the flesh and the carnal that would want to prevent you by natural necessity to not want to raise your hands. That's the carnal, fleshy part of us. We don't want to give offering of praise and sacrifice to the Lord, and that's exactly what he's looking for. And in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:8, it says, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere," doing what? "Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." So these are just a few scriptures out of many, many scriptures found in the Word of God. And I just wanted to kind of set this precedence for you. The importance of coming here to praise and worship is paramount. It's absolutely and utterly important for your welfare, your salvation, the strength that you would have from it. And I want to encourage you now. So why don't we turn to the chorus book and let's see here. We'll just start praising and worshiping. Now, there is a song that Christy wanted us to use here today, and it's called "Come Thou Fount." And we do have, if anybody wants to be gracious enough to hand these out to people, that would be wonderful. Thank you. And it's a song that I really like listening to. I know Fernando Ortega sings that song, and I like his version best. And I really enjoy that. I like anything Fernando Ortega does for the most part. And so praise God. Well, yes. Amen. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Thank you, brother. And you know, how do we bless God? By raising our hands. By coming to Him and raising our hands. That's how we bless God. And in fact, that's how we really fight the devil. When you praise and worship, you want to strengthen your faith? Praise and worship the Lord God like Moses did, and you'll prevail against the enemy. Yeah. We only practiced this one time, as we only had time for that, but let's just go ahead and jump right on into it. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place. And I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Praise his name, bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Amen. Oh, that's wonderful to hear, though, that the praise and worship. Amen. You know, there's another song that I'm hoping that we can go to, and that's called Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And it's not in the chorus book yet. I think maybe perhaps Jane might be working on that one. It's called Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And if you don't have it, just kind of follow along with us, if you don't mind. Amen. And we'll just sing that. Some of you, I'm sure, are very familiar with it. And I know that there are many that are online, too, who are familiar with this as well. So why don't we just go there? Do you have that one, Shirley? Have thine own way, Lord. You got it? You know, you remember it? Okay, or? Okay. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and shape me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and shape me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Praise God in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, when I went to church growing up in some of these places that I'd gone to when I first became a Christian, the church that I'm used to going to seeing, experiencing, and being a part of has always been one where everybody worshiped the Lord. It was always one where everybody was raising their hands, singing. In fact, that's what you see in China, in the underground churches. They're all doing this. Every one of them. Not a one of them. Not a one of them are holding back. Amen. And, you know, in that church of praise and worship, you have a strong church. Then you have people that are committed to serving God. And, you know, we used to get together every Saturday. We would volunteer our time on Saturdays and go to the church. And there would be a time where we would, every Saturday, there would be a time of prayer with music. And then you would intercede for the people around that you knew, that you loved, the church, anything that you would intercede for, go into battle and pray. We would have church on Sunday morning, Sunday night. We would have speakers coming in Thursdays, Fridays. We would have get-togethers, picnics. We would have things that people would be edified and strengthened, and that was the body. Everyone had a place and a role to play. And you have the arm, you have the leg, you have the head, you have the toe, you have this, that, and the other. It all is important in coming together as the body of Christ, as the body of believers, to help one another grow spiritually. That's what the church is supposed to be about. But then ultimately, and above all of that, the church coming together, you raise up your hands. Why are we created? To glorify God. Why were you born? Many people ask the question, why was I born? Why was I born? Well, I can tell you why you were born. By God, and to praise and magnify Him. In your daily life. That's why you're born. No other reason, no other purpose under heaven. All else is vanity. And so this is why we come together. This is why we do this. Even though it's, you know, once in a while, we don't come together often as we should. And I know people have schedules, but I want to encourage you to think about something. I know people are busy, but put God first and see what happens in your life.
Amen.
Put God first. See how things turn around. When you have your priorities straight and your priorities are right before God, He'll make sure things are lined up in your life. He'll make sure that things are taken care of. When you honor Him, He'll honor you. So, let's go now to, there's a song called, now a lot of these we know so much about already, but I don't know, Shirley, should we just try to go over some of the ones that we haven't really sung much? I think we should, maybe, huh? Go ahead, sister. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we will definitely, number 79? Yeah, definitely. Well, why don't we just go there right now and sing that one? And then we'll just go from there. We'll go back over here to the beginning. But let's go sing there, I See the Lord, Praise God. I see the Lord, I see the Lord, He is high and lifted up, and His train fills the temple. He is high and lifted up, and His train fills the temple, and the angels cry holy, and the angels cry holy, and the angels cry holy to the Lord. I see the Lord, I see the Lord, He is high and lifted up, and His train fills the temple, and is high and lifted up, and His train fills the temple, and the angels cry holy, and the angels cry holy, and the angels cry holy to the Lord. Oh, give praise to the Lord. Amen. Glorify His name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Your name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. And number 10 in the chorus, if we can go there. Number 10, praise Him, praise Him. A little bit of more of a sort of a peppy song, but it's kind of a mix. It's kind of a healthy mix of music that we have in the chorus. And we haven't even gotten to the hymn book. I mean, there's so much to consider, but we were 4 hours only practicing just the songs that we've never gone over. And that was 4 hours just in the chorus book alone.
Thank you, Lord.
We didn't even get to the hymn book.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes a lot of time and effort, but hopefully, we can get through this and by the grace of God here, we'll remember how to do these. Praise and praise. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. Praise God, love Him when the sun goes down. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God in heaven. Praise God. If you just want to turn over to number 11.
Make us always remember to praise you, Lord.
Amen. Let's just praise the Lord, it says here.
Oh, praise you, God.
Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts towards heaven and praise. Lord, let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts towards heaven and praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Right below that, we're going to go to number 12. What a mighty God we serve. Mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord. A lot of these are small choruses, I know.
Thank you for allowing us to worship you, Lord God. Thank you for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mercy, Lord. Thank you for your love, Jesus.
You know, we ought to just let the Lord just sweep over our soul tonight. Amen. Just get into the Spirit of God. Let the Lord sweep over your soul here as we sing number 14. Okay, are you ready, Shirley? Sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I sit at thy feet, oh Spirit. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I sit at thy feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. One more time. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I sit at thy feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, praise your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Sweep over our soul, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Amen. Amen.
Give us victory, Lord.
And this is where you'll find it, right here, when you praise and worship the Lord. That's where the victories and the miracles come in. Let's go to 17, yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, forever, and this is the same. All might change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. all may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God.
We worship you, Lord. Oh, we need you, Lord. More now than before, Lord. His griefs are paid for.
You know, there's a song called There's a Flag Flown High, number 18. We haven't sung that one too much either, but if you don't mind, we could go there. There's a flag flown high.
Oh, yes, you are a banner.
Praise God. High from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, there's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the King is in residence there. So wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. Wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know that the King is in residence there. There's a flag flown high, castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. There's a flag flown high from the castle of my heart, for the King is in residence there. So wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. Wave it high in the sky, let the whole world know that the King is in residence here. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let the whole world know that the Lord's in you. Raise your hand. Don't be afraid to raise your hand. Amen. Praise God. You know, the everything that happens in our life is meant to bring us to one end. One end only. That end is what? To glorify God. Everything from salvation to deliverance to setting someone free is meant to give glory to God. Everything. That's why we're here, to glorify God.
Amen.
To get into His presence. Amen.
Amen.
Number 26. Let's go there. In His presence. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, pleasures forevermore. Oh, what fellowship divine! I am His and He is mine. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, pleasures forevermore. Oh, what fellowship divine! I am His, and He is mine. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Fullness of joy, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Even for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's a certain phenomena in the spiritual. That phenomena now is very important to recognize, know, and understand. For everyone and anyone who will ever take the time, that precious time, to praise, worship, and honor God. What is that phenomena? That phenomena is this. If you have trouble in your life, and it's a very real trouble, it's very real, isn't it? We all have troubles, don't we? Issues.
Thank you, Lord, for tribulation.
But I want you to know something, though. It's a very true thing in the spiritual. When you come to the house of God, or when you get into your car, when you're at home, and you start praising God, worshiping God, He starts taking those troubles in His own hand, takes care of them for you. We're to cast our burdens upon Him. That's right, for He careth for you. Now that's a truth that you can take with you wherever you go. No matter what you do, no matter where you are, no matter where you're traveling to, no matter what you find yourself in, circumstances of any kind, you can remember that. Okay. And that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Let's go to number 27. Isn't He wonderful? Number 27. Do you remember that one? Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not hurrying, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. He is wonderful. So wonderful that we can praise Him all the time. We have victory over the devil. We have victory over the devil. We don't have to be bound and defeated. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking my place, Jesus.
That's why we need to sing number 28. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We all need to be set free from something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
We need to know you more, Lord. Thank you.
We are able. Number 29, if we could go there. I know we're kind of just going right down the line, and if you don't mind that we go that route, we'll just continue doing that. It just seems to kind of work that way. We're not missing anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know that there's a lot of songs that we've gone over, and there's a lot of good songs. And songs that we have not sung before, hardly before, and we really want to kind of bring that back. So, We Are Able. Do you remember that one, Shirley? We are able to go up and take the country, possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be there, we hinder. God will surely grant the victory. We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be there or wait to hinder, God will surely grant the victory.
Lord Jesus,
we are able to enter in, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Number 31, I know the Lord will make a way. I know the Lord will make a way because I've been there before. I know that many of you have been there before. Amen. I want to encourage you because, see, we're coming into some times where things are getting pretty filthy out there. Things are getting pretty disgusting. And we need the Lord to make a way for us because oftentimes we can't open the right doors. We don't even know what door to open.
Amen.
Things are getting so nasty out there that you really got to rely on the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of stuff going on that I don't even want to dare mention from this pulpit. The filth that's going on. In fact, well, there's one thing I will mention that I want to mention here that is really disgusting, that we can know that we don't have to go there. The devil has his way of having his people worship him. Amen. And we and the Lord has his people worshiping him in the spirit and in truth. I was just the other day I was reading an article. Just kind of popped out at me in the internet, the headline news there. Lady Gaga, who was having a performance.
Wow, we
reviewed
her in Jesus.
Yeah, she had vomit. Painted on her skin. Somebody vomited, so she had it painted on her skin for her performance. That was a ritual, a satanic ritual, you know. And she had herself being roasted over a fire when they painted stuff on her. It's just a filthy thing that I hate to even mention it in church, but I'm not going to go any further with that.
Lord, we pray you bring that down.
But that filth is out there. That kind of filth is out there. And these kids today, children, are watching this and seeing this filth. And that has to come down. We need to rebuke that. We need to come against that kind of garbage. Because it's in your face. It's on the internet for people to read and see. And I know kids are on the internet all the time seeing this stuff. And they think that it's normal. So, kids need to be aware that this is not acceptable. This kind of stuff is not acceptable. And it's an abomination in the sight of God. And it needs to be rejected and renounced and rebuked and cast down and brought before the Lord with a righteous indignation to bring that thing down. And we need to flee from that sort of thing, absolutely, sister, and to not look back and not turn back to the ways of the world. And the Lord will make a way for his people, like he did the Israelites when they were coming out of Egypt. When they were coming out of Egypt, hey, what was coming after them? Pharaoh and his demons. To try to bring them back to Egypt. He wants you to look back like Lot's wife looked back. He wants you to turn back to the old ways that you used to live. But we serve a God who is wanting us to come up higher and make a new way. A new highway in the desert. That way called holiness. And we are to live holy and above reproach. And so this is important that we understand these concepts. The devil has his concepts, but we don't want anything to do with that. I just want to know the Lord and his ways, and he'll make a way, the right way. So, Shirley, why don't we go there? There's no telling what God can do. You believe. There's no telling what God can do if you believe. He'll heal your body, he'll save your soul. He'll make you happy. He'll make you whole. There is no telling what God can do if you believe. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will lay His hand on me. I know the Lord will lay His hand on me. Will make a way and on me. I know the Lord will answer all my prayers. I know the Lord will answer all my prayers. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will answer all my prayers. Praise God. That's kind of a hard song to follow because that's kind of broken up in such a way. And it's got 2-3 and it's got 4 different verses that you can kind of take with either the first or second stanza. And we're still learning how to do that song just right. So bear with us, if you will. Amen. We just did that for the first time the other day. So, number 33, if we could go there now. Number 33. His name is Jesus. He is my Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. He is my Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. He is my Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. He is my Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And number 34. We're doing the best we can here to try to remember how to do these. Great is God. How great is His name. He's one forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea and said, I'll go with you. Put your trust in me. How great is our God. How great is His name. He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea and said, I will go with you. Put your trust in me. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, the one who bought all of us, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm first.
Number 35 is, I love him better every day. I love him better every day. You know, I often wonder, churches can be so dull. You know, you have a church services start at 11 o'clock sharp and end at 12 o'clock dull, don't they? Gotta do this and gotta do that, but they forget God and they don't put him first. And they don't tarry long enough after church to pray and wait for the Spirit of God to come down. Now, back in the old days, people would pray after church. They would tarry with God. And they would pray and get on their knees until the Spirit of God came down. There are many stories about that, how that people would get up and go right at 12 o'clock, time to go out of the church, down the road, and forgot everything that was ever said. They're just too much in a rush to go to get their meal or do this or do that, but they don't want the real food in hearing from God. Spiritual food that we all need is a tarry in prayer and waiting for God's power to come and touch their hearts. So you wonder, you know, people say, I love God, but is their heart really in it? Is their heart really in it when they say that? And I have to look at myself. If I don't look at myself, I have no right to look at anybody else. Isn't that right? We all have to look in the mirror.
That's right. We all have to stand before
Jesus. Every one of us. Because we all have to stand alone before God and give an account. So when we say, I love Jesus, you prove it by what you do. Not so much by what you say, but by what you do. And one of the ways that you prove it is by lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, and worshiping and praising God, and do it with all your heart, so that when you do it with all your heart and you earnestly do it, you know that just like that man that had that dream, whether or not the Lord's going to hear you or not. And when it comes from the heart and holiness, you can be assured that God hears that praise and worship. He'll be in the midst of you. He'll hear you. He'll heal you. He'll speak to you. He'll encourage you and inspire you to do things in His way, in His timing. All will be done, you know, for His glory. So why don't we go there, number 35. Is this the one I changed? Okay, all right. Well, could we just go ahead and try it? And if we make a mistake, that's okay. You know, we're all here together, and, you know, we just sing it the best way we know how. I love him better. Huh? Okay, wait a minute. I gotta get the gist of it here first. Because we just did it yesterday. Okay. I love him better every day. I love him. Okay, do you remember how that, if we could just go with the gist of the song, because I'll remember how I did it if we know that. Okay. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. Close by his outside. There. It was there yesterday, no problem. We had no problem yesterday.
Go ahead.
Well, do it the old way first, and then I'll switch it up. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. And close by his side, there I'll abide. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. I love him better every day. And close by his side, there I'll abide. I love him better every day. That's kind of how we did it yesterday.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Something like that. Okay. Praise God. Should we do it one more time? I love him better every day. I love him better every day. And close by his side, there I'll abide. I love him better every day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I like that song. But I like Jesus best of all. Amen. Let's sing that. Number 36. For East. Did I change this one too? I did? Okay. Okay, let's just go with it. And... okay, just do it the way you know how to do it first. Okay. Do you remember what key it was? Okay, so we'll just go with how you know it, and then if I, you know, we'll see what happens. He saves my soul from sin, gives me peace and joy within. I've been buried in his name, and for him I'm not ashamed, for I love Jesus Christ best of all. For he saves my soul from sin, gives me peace and joy within. I've been buried in his name, and of him I'm not ashamed, for I love Jesus Christ best of all. Oh yeah, we switched that word. We put Christ in there, best of all. And we kind of had a different sort of we went with a different melody after a while. But that's okay. But that was okay though, just like that. Should we just do it one more time now and just people feel free to raise their hands. For he saves my soul from sin, gives me peace and joy within. I've been buried in his name, and of him I'm not ashamed, for I love Jesus Christ best of all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
And God is great in my soul. Amen. Number 37. Great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. Great and great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. Well, there's a lot of these small songs that we're doing, but praise God anyways. Thank you, Lord. But here's a song that I really enjoyed yesterday that we'd never sung this, I don't think, and I'm kicking myself and wondering how is it that we haven't sung this one.
Hallelujah.
And this is one that I'm hoping that we can find more of the words to it. It's called Thank You, Lord, number 42 in the chorus.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me a great salvation so rich and free.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to number 40. I know brother over here, he wants to sing that. Great is the Lord, and it is a good song. We should sing that. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Amen. Let's go there.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. In Mount Zion, on sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. In Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. In Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for that song. Praise the Lord God in heaven. And then there's number 44 that we did and haven't done that much either. And we should go there too. Give unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord, O ye mighty.
give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And there's another one that we haven't sung is number 47, What I Ought to Be. We haven't sung that much either. We should go there. Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like Thee. Make me come up higher till Thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Make me what I ought to be. Help me be more like Thee. Make me come up higher till Thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me be more like Thee. Make me come up higher till Thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. I want a living faith. Yes. Number 45. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Wonderful. Let's go there and sing that. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Number 45. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Number 48, they that wait upon the Lord should go there. Wait upon shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk, and not be faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. You know, I know in China, even in Russia, places throughout the Asian provinces, all over the world, they find a place where they're not going to be persecuted to worship and praise God. They'll find caves and dens, open fields in the country somewhere, in a barn, an empty barn somewhere. They will find these places all over the world so they can praise and worship God. They come together. Oftentimes they'll get up at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning. They'll start their prayer. So in other words, they have to get up at probably 3, maybe earlier, just to get to that place of meeting to pray for 2 hours every morning of every day. And then they go about their business, but they get together every day to pray. 4:30 in the morning. And I'm not, you know, trying to condemn anyone, but I'm just, you know, I think we're missing the boat in America. I don't think that we really understand what it means to worship and praise and to really seek after God. Because see, in this country, we're so used to having things a certain way. We're so much in a comfort zone that we don't understand the concept of sacrifice. And people's lives have, you know, oftentimes, and I know this to be true, usually and typically when the Lord is calling someone, He's not going to call someone who's lazy. He's going to call someone who is seeking after Him. That's usually how the Lord works. Amen. I mean, that's just, I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying, you know, that's just, I have to make that statement because that's true. And we all have to kind of consider these things, you know, that we know about, that we hear about, that we read about, that we know or have knowledge of. And, you know, we oftentimes we can't see ourselves because we don't have anything to compare ourselves with. Not that you want to compare yourself with anybody, but at the same time, I think it's important to know that there's a higher standard. And that higher standard is found in the Word of God. And as the Lord dictates to your heart and convicts and convinces you of things. I mean, I think it's going to be important to hear His voice and listen to that. And if the Lord requires you to perhaps get up at 4:30 or get up at 5 or whatever it might be for you, to follow through with that, be committed to it. Because people are so much in the flesh today that they don't understand the concept of a true sacrifice. We're to be a living sacrifice unto the Lord. It's biblical. And whatever it is the Lord would have you to do, and please, I would encourage you to hear, to listen, and to obey the Lord. Because there's only one rock. We stand on the rock. The Rock of Ages, number 52 here, we're coming to. And let's just go there. Rock of Ages, safe from every storm that rages. I'm rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the Rock of Ages, safe from every storm that rages. I'm rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the Rock of Ages. I'm safe from Satan's rages. I'm rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Praise God. I haven't heard that in a long time. I remember hearing that sung several years ago, and we really haven't sung that much recently, and it's time we bring some of these back. And number 54, in the New Jerusalem, we should go there. Be seen. They'll be shouting when the saints go marching home. In Jerusalem, waving palms with oaths. As the king shall take. Okay, should we start over? Do you have that remembered, or are you kind of going off of me here? You are, aren't you? Okay, because I'm not sure I remember that one correctly either. Okay, all right, we'll just do the best we can. Let's just try that again.
Singing, they'll be shouting when the saints go marching home. In Jerusalem, waving palms with loud hosannas, as the king shall take his throne in the new Jerusalem. They'll be singing, they'll be shouting, when the saints go marching home. In Jerusalem, waving palms with loud hosannas, as the king shall take his throne in the new Jerusalem.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Number 55, Safe Am I. Okay, I got the cue there. Okay, ready? Safe am I, safe am I, in the hollow of His hand. Shelter or, with His love forevermore. No ill can harm me, no foe alarm me, for He keeps both day and night. Safe am I, in the hollow of His hand. Safe am I, in the hollow of His hand. Shelter or, with His love forevermore. No ill can harm me, no foe alarm me, for He keeps both day and night. Safe am I, in the hollow of His hand. Praise God. Yes, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 56. We should go to hallelujah for the blood. Hallelujah for the blood of Christ. Now, I added two words to this. The first line, hallelujah for the blood of Christ. I put of Christ at the end. And then the second stanza, I put thank you, Jesus, for the blood you shed. Just so you're aware of that. And we'll just go ahead and sing that, I guess, if you remember it. And then we'll go to something more familiar after this. Hallelujah, hallelujah for the blood of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it shall never suffer loss. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood you shed. Thank you, Jesus, it shall never suffer loss. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, it shall never suffer loss. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood you shed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, suffer loss. Praise God. Amen.
should do something a little more familiar right now. And here's a song called I'd Rather Have Jesus. Why don't we go there and sing that? If you don't happen to have the if anyone doesn't have a copy, I think there's some around here somewhere. I'd rather have Jesus. You have that, Shirley? Whenever you're ready. Okay. Praise God. Well, let's sing that. I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the King of the vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the King of the vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Shirley, could you bring it down, just slow it just a tad for this last verse? Okay. He's fairer than lilies and heiress bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let Him lead than to be the King of the vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today, than to be the King of the vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than many things this world affords today. Praise God. Praise God in heaven. Thank You, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, so forward, Lord, your word, Lord.
How are you feeling, Shirley?
Lord,
you tired?
Oh, Lord, you God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forever, Lord.
You want to try Jesus is Precious? Huh? You have the one that we had yesterday, don't you? I don't know if we even made copies, did we? Okay. Well, why don't we just try this another day, maybe? Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that no problem. I know we've been so busy trying to put everything together here. And why don't we just wait and we'll just try that maybe tomorrow if you can get yourself that copy tomorrow perhaps. If that would work for you. Okay, praise God. Well, there is another song here that I'm hoping that we can go to. It's called The Joy of the Lord. And it's number 60 here in the chorus book. If you could go there. The Joy of the Lord. Now, Shirley, if you're getting too tired, just let me know. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want no joy, you must sing for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Are we on the same page? Okay. All right. Well, let's... Huh? Okay. Okay, well, let's... Yeah, right. That's right.
Sing loudly, friends. Sing loudly.
So let's... sing that last one here, if you don't mind. If you want joy, you must clap for it. If you want joy, you must clap for it. If you want joy, you must clap for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must sing for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must clap for it. If you want joy, you must clap for it. If you want joy, you must clap for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, are you ready? Can you do 64, number 64? Oh yeah, sure. Well, let's go back to number 5 and sing Something Beautiful. Fire, 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 fall on me. Okay, that's another one. Okay. Something beautiful, something good. All of my confusion,
Jesus understood all I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something very beautiful of my life.
Something beautiful,
something good. All of my confusion, Jesus understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something very beautiful of my life. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, and then Riley wanted to sing Fire, Fire, Fire. Let's go there. Number three. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Like the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Like the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Like the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Like the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Like the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. The day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Praise God. Okay, number 64, bless the Lord, if we could go there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. For He hath done great things, He hath done great things, He hath done great things, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he hath done great things, he hath done great things, he hath done great things, bless his holy name.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give him all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, there's several songs a person could go to. I don't know how much longer we're going to sing tonight, but maybe we could sing a few more. And I know we've been up here for 2 hours now, but it's kind of neat to be able to do that. And we could go to number 81, called The Wind is Blowing Again. It's talking about the Holy Ghost and how we need that in our lives, the Holy Ghost. You know, it's not something that you just have one time and then you think you've got it the rest of your life. You've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost every day.
Amen.
If you're in prayer, if you're seeking the Lord, it's not a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing. You keep reaching for the Lord, and He continually fills you. That's how it works. So let's go there. The wind is blowing again.
The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. And just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. And just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind is blowing again. And just like the day of Pentecost, the wind is blowing again.
You know, it wasn't until after Jesus was baptized and that the dove signifying the Holy Ghost came upon him that he was persecuted. It wasn't until after Pentecost that the apostles who received the Holy Ghost began to find themselves in prison. It was after such receivings and giftings of the Holy Ghost that the devil doesn't like. He attacks those who are filled with the Holy Ghost. And he will come against those that are filled with the Holy Ghost and doing a work for God. Amen. So just be braced and be prepared, but know that you have the victory through him. You have the victory in Jesus' name. I don't care what you have to go through in this life. The Lord will always take you through prisons, hardships, sicknesses, diseases, in the wilderness, doing this, going there, doing that, going through this, going through that. He takes you through it. Why? So that you give him the glory when you are delivered from it. That's why. So he receives the glory. And that's why we're here praising God today. Amen. Why don't we go to another song? Number 83, From the Rising of the Sun. Amen. '83 in the chorus. You have it? Number 83 in the chorus. Okay, Shirley. Ready? Anytime you are. From the rising of the sun, from the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the rising of the sun, to the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise thee, O Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord, and praise ye the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Praise God in heaven. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Well, Shirley, I know that you're getting tired. I don't even have to look over there to know it. So why don't we just maybe look at doing maybe one or two more? And we'll go ahead and go downstairs and we'll have a good meal downstairs.
Brother Sam?
Yeah. What is it called? We sure can. My goodness. We'll go there. We'll sing that number 85. Give me oil for my lamp. We sure can do that.
Sophie was just praying for that song to be sung.
Really? That's wonderful. Praise God. Yeah, and well, if anybody else has requests, feel free to raise, or to, whether it's online or here. But let's go there, number 85. Give me, okay, we'll get on cue here. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me drink till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, another song that is kind of right along that line. Not kind of is, it is. It's called Fill Me Now, 187 in the hymn book, if you want to go there. Talking about the Holy Ghost there again, to be filled with Him. Something that every earnest Christian should desire, want more than anything else, because with the Holy Ghost, that's how you are sealed in redemption. With the Holy Ghost. That's how you're sealed, amen? That should be the desire for every Christian on earth.
Hover o'er me, Holy Spirit, bathe my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come, and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come, and fill me now. Thou canst fill me, gracious Spirit, and thou cannot tell thee how, but I need thee greatly, need thee come, oh come and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now, Jesus come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence, come, oh come and fill me now. I am weakness, full of weakness, at thy sacred feet I bow. Bless divine eternal spirit, fill with power and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now, Jesus come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence, come, oh come and fill me now. Cleanse and comfort, bless and save me, babe, oh babe, my heart and brow. Thou art comforting and saving, thou art sweetly filling now. Fill me now, fill me now, Jesus come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence, come, oh come and fill me now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God. There is one more song I'm thinking we should probably sing right now, though. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Did you raise your hand? Oh, okay. 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 And that is Wonderful Peace, number 247 in the hymn book. We should probably sing that here before we kind of wrap it up and call it the night. Number 247.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You have that, Shirley? Okay.
Thank you, Prince of Peace. Thank you.
Far away. Wait, Shirley. Can we slow it down just a tad? Just a tad. Okay. Okay. Ready.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than palm. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, wherever I pray, in fathomless billows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul. So secure in this power, can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day, and His glory is flooding my soul. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. And methinks when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of a song which the ransom will sing, in the heavenly kingdom shall be. Ah, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Ah, so are you here without comfort or rest, marching down the rough pathway of time. Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept this sweet peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. And peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Yeah, my neck is really, really tight, but it was.